ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners to IRIB English Radio. This is the 10th session of Bridge program talking about the du'as in the beautiful book Sahifa Sajjadiya al-Kamila, this complete prayer manual left for us by our beloved Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. In this 9th dua that Imam talks about, kana du'a'ihi alayhi salam wa kana min du'a'ihi alayhi salam fil ishtiyaq ila talab al maghfirah min Allah jalla jalaluhu. It's in his supplication and yearning to ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We got to the part that Imam says confessing, teaching us to confess our frailty, weakness, and delication. Imam says, وَمِنَ الضُّعْفِ خَلَقْتَنَا وَعَلَى الْوَهْنِ بَنَيْتَنَا وَمِن مَاءٍ مَهِينٍ ابْتَدَأْتَنَا. And then Imam says, فَلَا حَوْلَ لَنَا إِلَّا بِقُوَّتِكَ. You created us from frailty, built us up from feebleness, and began us from a mean water. And then this is the part that we want to spend sometimes contemplating and thinking together, inshallah, conferring upon these two terms of this beautiful ninth dua, which is relatively a short dua tonight. He says, فَلَا حَوْلَ لَنَا إِلَّا بِقُوَّتِكَ. We have no force except through thy strength. And وَلَا قُوَّةَ لَنَا إِلَّا بِعَوْنِكَ. No strength except through thy help. The question for us to think tonight is, what is the difference between these two terms, hawl and quwwa? What is the meaning of hawl and what is the meaning of quwwa? Let's take a break, and during this break, make sure you think about these two terms, and inshallah we're going to come back.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana. Rabbana.
Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, we are together again with the program Bridge and talking about the ninth dua of Sahifa Sajjadiya. The question that I left you with was, what is the difference between hawl and quwwa? Most of the times we say, or our parents have taught us to say, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There is no power, there is no force, there is no strength except by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But hawl has been defined as the ability to conquer over the situations that you're in and being able to change that situation for better. While quwwa is that root or that initiation or that beginning that causes the bigger change. Okay, so it's, you know, translated into English as power or the root of power. As for the word quwwa, that is absolutely right. That is the closest translation. Of course, these Arabic words, we cannot translate them easy. You know, we have to try to understand, explain them in English, as well as hawl. What is hawl? Then that is our inner ability to, inshallah, choose for changing for better. So there is a beautiful hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In this beautiful piece of hadith, the Holy Prophet explains it really beautifully. He says, "La hawla an ma'asiyatillah." There is no force to avoid disobedience of Allah except illa biquwwatillah. La hawla an ma'asiyatillah illa biquwwatillah. So whenever you say la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, think of it as this: la hawla an ma'asiyatillah illa biquwwatillah. There is no way to get out of the trap of disobedience of Allah, a trap that Shaitan has designed for us, except by the power of Allah, except by the strength from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. While wala quwwata ala ta'atillah, and there is no power, there is no energy, there is no momentum to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala illa bi'awnillah, without the assistance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This hadith is really beautiful, explains the difference very beautifully in a very nice and neat way. And inshallah, I'll come back with another example from Munajat Sha'baniya after we go through a short break. We'll be back momentarily.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
All right. I hope you have been having a beautiful day wherever in this globe you are. Inshallah, by this time that you're hearing this episode of Sahifa Sajjadiyah, inshallah, the conflict in Palestine has been resolved. Inshallah, the oppressors have faced the consequences of their decisions by the hands of the believers and mu'mineen. We continuously pray for Palestine. Palestine is the number one issue of the Islamic world. We cannot leave our lives in separation from the matter and issue of Palestine. We are talking about the difference between hawl and quwwah based on the ninth dua of Sahifa Sajjadiyah. In the remaining 2 minutes of my time, I would like to point out to a beautiful munajat called Munajat Sha'baniya, the prayer or the supplication of the month of Sha'ban. This munajat has been recited by all the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. It's one of the best dua texts that we have available to us. All of the duas that are given to us or taught to us by Ahlul Bayt, all of them are great. But Munajat Sha'baniya is something else. It's something that Amir al-Mu'min alayhi as-salam left us with. And all the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam read this munajat. To the extent that Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon his soul, said once that this Munajat Sha'baniya, I know no other munajat or piece of dua that has been recited by all the Ahlul Bayt, because all these du'as that we have been taught to us along the way. But this munajat itself, one of the best of the du'a and supplication texts that we have available to us. In this Munajat very beautifully. And it's not only for the month of Sha'ban. Even the name of it is the month of Sha'ban. But you can recite it all year long. In the middle part of this munajat, Imam says, Ilahi, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, Ilahi, lam yakul li hawlun fa'antaqil bihi an ma'asiyatik illa fi waqtin ayqadhtani li mahabbatik. Oh Allah, I have no power, I have no force, I have no ability to leave behind your disobedience illa fi waqtin, except in the timing that you wake me up by your love, by your kindness, by your mercifulness. إِلَّا فِي وَقْتٍ أَيْقَذْتَنِي لِمَحَبَّتِكَ. We only wake up by love. O Allah, do not deprive us from your love. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.
That was Sheikh Mahdi in the program Bridge on RIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را، هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را، یا سجاد.